Blog Talk Radio.
Philadelphia Sports Nation. I'm your host, Schoenbrod the King. Today is June 30th, 2015, just coming off a week after the NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers selecting none other than another big man. We'll get to that. And also, new Phillies president, Andy McPhail. Talk about Andy McPhail coming from Baltimore, Minnesota. He's had plenty of experience in Major League Baseball. He's set to become the official president of Phillies operations beginning in September 2015. So we'll get to all of that. But the number to the show today is 347-215-6966. Once again, the number to the show is 347-215-6966. So call in if you want to talk about the Sixers, new Phillies president, Andy McPhail, or even the Flyers draft. I'd be willing to talk a little bit about the Flyers, but since we have about 45 minutes on the air, I want to first talk about the Sixers. The Sixers, as I said, drafted another big man in Jahlil Okafor. I was very surprised. In fact, I was at the NBA draft, very surprised at the NBA draft that the Sixers took another big man in Jahlil Okafor. I really didn't expect that. I really thought the Sixers were going to draft either D'Angelo Russell or Kristaps Porzingis. But as it turned out, the Lakers took D'Angelo Russell at 2, the Timberwolves took Karl Towns at 1, and the Sixers wound it up, well, let's just say, with, again, the number one consensus pick in all the past three drafts, beginning with Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid, and now Jahlil Okafor. Prior to his draft way long ago, Jahlil Okafor was a highly touted prospect, projected to go number one or number two. It started to fluctuate as the college season went on, but he was no doubt a number one consensus pick, that could have fallen to the Timberwolves, could have fallen to the Lakers, but it fell to the Philadelphia 76ers. So my thoughts on Jahlil Okafor. Well, Jahlil is not the most athletic player. There are certain facets of his game he'll need to work on, most importantly defense. Jahlil Okafor goes on record to say, well, there's a reason why we had the 12th best defense in the nation back at Duke. And Jahlil Okafor also went on record to say that he tried to stay out of foul trouble. As much as possible. But that's no excuse for the fact that Jahlil has a problem playing post-up defense. He really needs to work on his post-up defense because look back at tape, he stands 2 feet away from a player as an opponent, opposing player posts up on him. Jahlil needs to work on being a better protector at the rim, his verticality. He needs to be versatile up and down the court, which leads back to his athleticism. He needs to really be at his best fitness as Brett Brown went on the state. Jahlil Okafor can be a legitimate threat down the post. No doubt he can be a legitimate threat, can draw up double teams. He's drawn up double teams since eighth grade, so you expect this guy to come in right away and and help the Sixers win ball games. But the problem is, and I was just listening to Bob Cooney on this one of the Philadelphia Inquirer, but the Sixers need some more spacers, great shooters in particular, like Robert Covington and Tony Roden, to space the floor and give options to Jahlil Okafor. Most defenses last year played 3-2-2-3 zone, defense zone on the Philadelphia 76ers. So Brazen has to give that the Sixers need someone other than Jahlil Okafor. Need another shooter. And some fans are hoping the Sixers will go out in free agency and get another talent. But that may very well not be the case. I've heard Jimmy Butler was scheduled to visit the Philadelphia 76ers. I've heard Kawhi Leonard. So much speculation about Kawhi Leonard rejoining his former coach Brett Brown in Philadelphia, but it's very unlikely the Sixers go out this year and spend much in free agency. I highly suggest they go out for a veteran point guard, maybe like Jameer Nelson. Huge fan of Jameer Nelson back in St. Joe's, but highly doubt they go out and get a wonderful talent like Kawhi Leonard or Jimmy Butler. The Sixers really need another great player. Now they have Jahlil Okafor. They have Nerlens Noel. Robert Covington. I was looking at the roster up and down, but about 50% of the roster now, half the roster can shoot. That's a big deal as we go back a year ago. The Sixers stated, but they want to start winning. They want to start winning and rolling the ball here, as many fans do. They have added shooting. They've added shooting. They are going to have some new additions, like Jordan McRae coming over from Australia. Feel he's more of a Jamal Crawford type, possibly. Very well possible he's a Jamal Crawford type. Can be a nice role player indeed. So can Rashawn Holmes. I think Rashawn Holmes is someone the Sixers definitely want to pick up. He was a great role player back in Bowling Green. Struggled early on in his college career, but picked it up, advancing his post-up game, advancing his offensive skills. Just a matter of becoming more of a face-up threat now. Rashawn Holmes would be a nice addition to the Philadelphia 76ers. I think Rashawn Holmes could have a long career in Philadelphia. J.P. Tokoto, another player the Sixers drafted. He's more of a Thabo Sefolosha type right now, very athletic, can play at both ends of the court, mostly known for his defense, but over time, give this guy a chance, and you may never know. Just like with Jeremy Grant, you may never know if J.P. Tokoto turns out to be an unexpected player to shoot the ball lights out. Sixers want to work with guys like J.P. Tokoto, Jeremy Grant, and develop their games because they have arguably a lot of upside. J.P. Tokoto left. He wants to be called by Juan Pierre Tokoto now. Juan Pierre Tokoto left early from North Carolina. Decided to leave early from North Carolina. A lot of issues going on in the North Carolina program right now. Big prospect recently, Brandon Ingram, opted out of North Carolina because of some issues going on currently in the program, but he decided to leave, and he was given fair warning by Roy Williams and company, but he decided to leave, give the NBA a shot. There are reports that he had a commitment in the second round by a team, could have very well been the Sixers. So, however you look at J.P. Dakota, he wound up nicely going 58 overall to the Philadelphia 76ers. Now he can work on his shot, develop his game, and get more playing time, of course. This is definitely a player the Sixers wanted after the departure of KJ McDaniels. You know, I feel bad for KJ because he was playing so much in Philadelphia. His minutes then went down in Houston, but that's what happens when KJ decides to sign a one-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. There are rumors, there is speculation that KJ may very well wind up back in Houston, but once again, how much minutes is he going to get in Houston playing behind James Harden, Trevor Ariza, just to name some guys. But J.P. Dakota really comes in handy because he's played the one, he's played the two, he's played the three, he's played the four, familiar with each position, can defend multiple positions just like Cage McDaniels. So, and you look back at the Sixers' drop-off on defense after the departure of McDaniels, Dakota could very well come in handy for the Sixers on defense next year. Could very, very well use him in a defensive specialist role for some time. Unless he becomes a better shooter. If he becomes a better shooter, there's no doubt in my mind he could become a starter in Philadelphia. He could become a starter in Philadelphia, then leave. I mean, Sam's known for compiling and trading away assets, especially in the second round. Just feel, this time around, Sam did his due diligence. He decided to stick with the same players. Well, put it this way. He decided to draft three players this time. He drafted five players last year. He decided to draft three players this year because he did his due diligence in thinking, well, I have Jakar Sampson, Hollis Thompson, Robert Covington. Some of these undrafted free agents, you don't pay for so much, especially in their first, second year. Sam went by due diligence and said that there was no need really to draft five more players again in this year's draft because the Sixers have many players still under contract heading into next year. And so he feels like Hollis Thompson, Jakar Sampson, Robert Covington, those type of guys are valuable assets to keep around until maybe some team comes calling for Covington, Thompson, Sampson, or even Nerlens Noel. Now, this leads to the question, since the Sixers drafted Jahlil Okafor, this leads to the question if the Sixers are going to make any moves in the near future because they now have three big men. How are you supposed to work three big men who have so much upside. Oh, people are saying Joel Embiid may very well never play a game ever in Philadelphia. So you wonder, is any of these guys a trade chip, or is this Sam, again, going by due diligence because he picked up the best available player, and not only picked up the best available player, but possibly a fill-in over Joel Embiid? Is this a telling sign Joel Embiid is done? Is done, and Jahlil Okafor is the new big man in town? I really don't know how to answer that because, you know, I feel right now Sam Hinkie is honestly rolling the dice. He has no idea what he's doing. That's how I'll put it right now. He has no idea where the direction of this franchise is heading. He's just picked up the best available big men in the past three drafts. Doesn't really know where the team is going. Especially with Joel Embiid. We'll find out more when doctors report back to the Philadelphia 76ers on Joel Embiid, but something has to give. We have three big men, no point guard. Let's face it. The Sixers have a lot of nice role players right now. Robert Covington, Rashawn Holmes, Jordan McRae. But they also have some backups. Like, I wouldn't consider Tony Roden a starting point guard in the league. He's arguably one of the best slashers in the league, but really, really makes some boneheaded moves. I went on record to say Tony Roden makes some boneheaded moves sometimes. Tony Roden also isn't very good of a shooter. Sixer fans were hoping the Sixers could draft D'Angelo Russell all for the purpose of outside shooting, the Sixers got some pretty solid shooters in Robert Covington, Jordan McRae. Like I said, almost 50% of the roster makes up nice shooters now. But look at the point guard position. Look at shooting guard, small forward, power forward. We really have no idea. Us fans have no idea who's going to be the future at point guard. Who's going to be the future shooting guard? Because this book Sam Hinkie is writing is still being written. Like I said, I don't think the Sixers are going to go out in free agency this year. I think they're going to instead opt in again to see how some of these players develop. I say, if you look at the roster, Jahlil Okafor, arguably the best, most ready player they have. But you can make a case that Robert Covington was meant to be an NBA player. Make the case Jordan McRae is meant to be an NBA player because I believe a lot in Jordan McRae's abilities. But none of these guys come close to the caliber of Jahlil Okafor. I can't emphasize enough that Jahlil Okafor is a nice addition. But where does the majority of production happen? At center? point guard, shooting guard. At some point, Sixers gotta look after for a veteran point guard, because I really don't feel Tony Romo is quite the answer at point guard. They need a veteran point guard who can shoot. They need options on the perimeter for Jahlil Okafor, because it's going to be hard enough on Jahlil Okafor this season if he's their only guy. Only guy making up most of the production on offense. Now, Jahlil Okafor can score, win. He's a winner. He's a winner, so he wants to win. He wants to win. So I don't know if any fans have checked out what Deadspin recently leaked, but hey, you can't really believe in what Deadspin released, because it was mostly edited. Someone edited it and made it seem like Jahlil Okafor had no interest in Philadelphia. Reports came out at the draft that most of the players didn't really have interest in going to Philadelphia anyways, but as humble, as passionate as Jahlil Okafor is, you gotta give credit that Jahlil is still proud to announce himself as an NBA player, just like any player that comes into the league. They gotta feel fortunate, thankful for the opportunity to even play in the NBA. If you did see what Deadspin released, don't believe it, because believe that Jahlil Okafor is a winner, is passionate, and really cares about winning. So the Sixers gotta win some games with Jahlil Okafor at the helm. They need to surround pieces with him. I don't mean Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, but they have to find a little bit more, whether it's in the summer league or free agency. They have to surround the pieces next to Jahlil Okafor, because like the Sixers said in their video package, this starts now. Winning starts now. So I'm not saying the Sixers will make the playoffs. They certainly won't, but would expect them to finish better than they have the past two seasons. They've only won 32 games in the past two seasons. So argument gives that the Sixers should be on their way between 18 to 32 wins next season. So the Sixers took the best available guy and they got it in Jahlil Okafor. May not be the best fit, but over time we'll know much more about the Sixers' future. I think Nerlens Noel can hopefully develop his shot a bit more, become more versatile on the offensive end. Just so versatile on the defensive end, he could be more versatile on the offensive end. You never know what the future holds for Nerlens Noel. Pairing of Nerlens Noel, Jahlil Okafor, possibly the pairing of Jahlil Okafor and Joel Embiid. The pairing of Joel Embiid, Jahlil Okafor would be astounding. I think they could really work together. But just depends. If Joel Embiid can play ever. Sixers could probably win more than 32 games with Jahlil Okafor and Joel Embiid, but think about it too. They have four first-round picks in next year's draft. They decide to keep their four first-round picks in next year's draft and not go in so much on this year's draft. The Sixers CEO Scott O'Neill even said that the Sixers were targeting only one player in particular in the first round, top 10. So Sixers may have not been so high on anyone but Jahlil Okafor, D'Angelo Russell. Who knows? But they took the best available anyways. That's all that matters. Sixers could have took Mayo Mudiay, Porzingis, but their projects to be determined. You never know. I said on the last show, Joshua Harris, the owner of the Philadelphia Sixers, could have gotten in Sam Hinkie's ear and said, look, we need to start speeding up the process here. So you may never know the case in the Philadelphia front office, but future is certainly looking up, because as of last year, we didn't have a dominant big man like Jahlil Okafor, so the future is definitely looking up with Jahlil Okafor. Just needs to improve on defense. People make the argument he played eight deep on defense at Duke, but he needs to become a better rim protector. Tell if he can become a better rim protector and better free throw shooter too. His numbers compare with some of the greats, even Shaquille O'Neal, but how high is his ceiling? I said previously before, his ceiling reminds me a lot of Al Jefferson, but who knows? Who knows? Jahlil Okafor really prides himself on being a winner, and dominant big man. So, if you compare and contrast Al Jefferson and Jahlil Okafor, Jahlil Okafor is more NBA ready than Al Jefferson. When Al Jefferson stepped into the league, Al Jefferson needed more time to develop, but Jahlil Okafor is as ready as it comes, and you never know. You never know. Jahlil Okafor could be traded. Here's the thing. I think from here on out, the Sixers aren't going to trade away Jahlil Okafor, Joel Embiid, or Nerlens Noel, or draft picks, because I think they're worth more than draft picks now. If you think about it, I think some players have to be involved in a deal if it involved Jahlil Okafor or Nerlens Noel or Joel Embiid, but I'd say we have a clearer picture now, but we'll eventually have a more clearer picture come time 2016. So K Can Jahlil Okafor lead the Sixers into the future? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think the Sixers would have to add a perimeter threat. I think that's just the main issue right now. The Sixers just need a perimeter threat, a legitimate perimeter threat. So. You don't know, but you can tweet me at JBravoSK. Give me your thoughts on the whole Sixers NBA draft. Go on to phlsportsnation.com. Voice your thoughts. So with that, I'm going to turn over to a little Phillies baseball with these next 10 minutes. Announcement was made that come the new Phillies president, effective as of September 2015, Pat Gelick will step down and McPhail will become the new Phillies president. Not so sure about Andy. I of course gotta learn more about Andy, but from what I hear, he's cool mind, and I'll put it this way: he's an old school mind that has become more familiar with sabermetrics. He has embraced sabermetrics, unlike a majority of old school minds. He said at his press conference that he has been away from the game for 3 years, and that was because of his father's passing and the fact that he wanted to spend some time with his family, away on some vacations. Since that time away, sabermetrics have evolved, so he said he needs to learn more, of course, about sabermetrics before he goes stepping in as Philly's president in September 2015. Said three main functions: watch, listen, read. And he said a lot of reading. So from what I can tell, Andy McPhail needs to do a lot of homework because he's not even that familiar with the Phillies system, Phillies philosophy. Oh, philosophy hasn't been yet developed in the Phillies organization. They're of course rebuilding, but they'll have a new mindset going in with Andy McPhail as the new Phillies president. They'll look at things differently because the Phillies have never really embraced sabermetrics either. And what a surprise that John Middleton, one of the minority owners of the Philadelphia Phillies, introduced Andy McPhail at the press conference. Surprised that John Milton gave his word to Andy in front of many reporters that vows permission to Andy McPhail to lead this team into the future. He gives full credit to Andy McPhail. If you don't know about John Milton by now, he's a mega billionaire who recently sold most of his ownership of a tobacco company that is now a subsidiary company. He's now dedicated his life, financial interest towards baseball, and that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot about John Milton. He even said in an exclusive interview with CSN Philly, he dedicates his life now. He doesn't think anything else but the Philadelphia Phillies, which is great to hear coming from a guy who could very well step in as the new majority owner of the Philadelphia Phillies very soon. And John wasn't stupid to reveal at the press conference, I'm going to be the new owner very soon. But there's no doubt in mind that come maybe 2017, 2018, he could be the new owner and have a willing interest to spend as much possible only by the people around him as well. He's open to listening to others. He's not any stuck up brat. He's willing to turn around the Philadelphia Phillies and lead the Phillies into the future as well. Could be John Middleton, Andy McPhail, and then a sabermetrics general manager. Now, Andy McPhail has said that he's mostly surrounded himself with sabermetric nerds, that's how I put it, nerds, to get a better understanding, to really help him out. Because in this digital age as well, it's really hard for someone like Andy McPhail to learn off the fly. But he surrounds himself with good people. He won two World Series championships with the Minnesota Twins in 88 and 91. Now he's hoping to finish off his career right in Philadelphia. Had nothing but good things to say about Philadelphia, even though everyone's just now on the bandwagon right now with Ruben Amaro Jr. at the helm. Had some good things to say about Philadelphia. He wants to finish off his career right, like Pat Gillick as Philly's president. He wants to win a championship to end his career on a good note, become a Hall of Famer like Pat Gillick. And some of his siblings, most importantly, some of his siblings have gone on to be Hall of Famers. So McPhail has a really good track record with people, was highly targeted by several teams, and as it turned out, the Phillies picked up Andy McPhail, swayed him back, because McPhail didn't even think about coming back to Major League Baseball, but he did, all because of the circumstances that he wants to end his career on a good note and help turn this franchise around. He didn't make it clear if Ruben Amaro Jr. would step down, but that's an integral part of the Phillies' future going forward. What happens with Ruben Amaro Jr.? So, even though Andy McPhail will become the Phillies president effective as of September 2015, Ruben Amaro Jr., still the general manager, he can make the decisions on a Cole Hamels trade, whatever. Some Philadelphia, well, most Philadelphia fans are concerned heading into this deadline, because we look back at the Cliff Lee trade, Hunter Pence trade, Shane Victorino trade, we really haven't ever gotten a great prospect in those trades. We mostly trade away those prospects, like in the Hunter Pence trade. 2-year rental for Domingo Santana, John Singleton. Oh. Phillies have to play it wise here. But you can only hope Andy McPhail steps in and takes us on the right track. Like I said last time I spoke on the show about the Philadelphia Phillies, we are on the right track. Solid players in our farm system now through the draft. Things are looking up with the additions of J.P. Crawford, Aaron Nola, Mikel Franco. Amazing season he's having. Only time will tell with the Philadelphia 76ers. Only time will tell with the Philadelphia Phillies. As this about wraps up for PHL Sports Nationwide, thank you guys for tuning in. Can follow us all platforms, Eagles Nation, Sixers Nation, PHL Sports Nation. So with that, thank you guys, and so long. We'll be back next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you guys tune again. Thank you very much, and so long.